Addressing a crowd of thousands gathered in a rainy St. Peter's Square today for the Sunday Angelus, Pope Benedict XVI marked Italy's liturgical feast of Thanksgiving by remembering the tragedy of hunger that, he said, remains very serious in our world today.
Il dramma della fame.
The theme of the Sunday feast is the earth, a gift for the entire human family. Citing a recent United Nations report that found there had been no reduction in the number of hungry people since 1990, the Holy Father condemned structural problems in the global economy that diverted riches to a minority of the world's population. He said that the global economic system must be radically altered if the world is to start reducing the number of people who live in hunger.
Che cioè oltre 800 milioni di persone vivono in stato di sottoalimentazione.
The Pope echoed the opinions of his predecessors, Paul VI and John Paul II, who often spoke against the imbalanced distribution of goods and the ill-considered use of natural resources, and who on several occasions called for a new world order which would give priority to the needs of the poor and hungry. To make a large impact, said Pope Benedict, it's necessary to convert the model of global development, something which is not only required by the scandal of hunger, but also by environmental and energy emergencies.
Certamente occorre eliminare le cause strutturali legate al sistema di governo dell'economia mondiale.
The Pope went on to note how Jesus taught his disciples to pray and ask the Heavenly Father not for my, but for our daily bread, wanting everyone to feel co-responsibility for one another so no one would lack what is necessary to live.
Dovremmo abituarci a benedire il Creatore per ogni cosa.
So here, as well as calling for changes at a global level, the Holy Father pointed out how individuals also need to ensure their own lifestyles do not add to the problems of hunger and the environmental damage of our world. Every person and every family, he said, must do something to alleviate hunger in our world, adopting a lifestyle and consumption that are compatible with safeguarding creation and with criteria of justice towards those who cultivate the land in every country.
In ogni paese.
Pope Benedict connected his teachings on generosity to this Sunday's gospel.
In today's gospel, we hear of a poor widow who gave to the Lord all she had, without keeping anything for herself. Her generosity is an inspiration to all of us to give ourselves totally to Christ.
The Holy Father ended his Angelus reflections by exhorting all to integrate worship and culture by giving thanks to God through solidarity.
Upon all of you and upon your families and loved ones at home, I invoke God's abundant blessings.